92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Okay, so coming up in this podcast, Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops, very busy weekend here on the Gold Coast. Ali's told the best ever joke ever in the history of jokes being told.
100%.
So good. And Spider, your spray, you get right into a reality TV show that's claiming something.
If you win one, you get to be one.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk Suns and Titans.
Yeah, absolutely. Big weekend of sport. And where are they at? I know the AFL, Flan, and Ellie, you mainly know NRL. Mm-hmm. Let's have a look at the Titans and say where they are one-third through the season.
Fascinating, actually. You know, just a little bit of background. You've got resurgent clubs this year in Canterbury and the West Tigers. Melbourne look to be as good as they've ever been. The Sharks are better than they've been for a while. The Roosters can't win, and they're a very good footy team. And then you've got the Titans, who twice in a row have scored 30 points or more and just lost. So they're scoring points, and they're getting tougher, but they're not winning games yet. But I've got to say, no one else is either.
Is Desi Hasler the right choice
then?
Oh,
my word, he is.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, my nephew played with Redcliffe, as does your nephew, Maxie Plath. And he got drafted there when they were a feeder club for Manly, and Des was the coach. Might have been Manly or Canterbury. Anyway, the first question Des asked was of my nephew was, are you tough? And he said, well, I got here. And that's Des's hallmark, that Des Hasler teams are tough, and they're starting to look tough to me.
Okay.
They're coming together. It's just going to be a year.
But we've heard that. It's just going to be a year. It's just going to be a year. It's going to be another year.
Well, we heard from you that the Suns were going to beat the Swans last week and they got dacked.
Yes, I understand. We'll get to the AFL in a minute. But
look, he's just arrived. You've got to give a coach time. You can't arrive. I know he's had the preseason, but you can't arrive and make miracles happen overnight. I mean, yes, amazing if you can make that happen, but
he was robbed of one lever. We lost more than just Tino Fa'asua Malawi as a captain and a tough guy.
That's a massive loss.
We lost an option for Fifita to move on and for us to buy a quality halfback. Now that Tino's on the sidelines for the whole year, we need Fifita, and his numbers are good.
Should Desi get a haircut?
Nah. He's looked like a half-ass hippie his whole career.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, the Gold Coast Suns, as you say, they got smashed on the weekend. How are they looking this season? I actually thought they took a step backwards over the weekend. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you've been observing that. You've made calls about them all year and they've all been correct. So you must have had a strong feeling that they could get the Swans.
I actually thought they
went wrong.
You know, they've got a young team, missed too many targets, just picked the wrong options. Sydney were way too sleek. And when you look at the Swans' outfit, I thought we'd match up okay against them, but we really, really did struggle. And, you know, the AFL, very similar to the NRL this year, you can't pick it. Like, you've got Geelong sitting on top, you've got Sydney, GWS and Carlton all in good nick, but you know, they all lost over the last couple of weeks except for Geelong in certain areas.
It's fascinating, mate.
And then you see West Coast, who have been on the bottom for, you know, 5 years. They haven't won a game for so many years. Mm. And then suddenly they win back-to-back games and absolutely trounce Freo, who are going all right.
And that's the local derby. So would that be a one-off, really motivated local derby kind of win, or is that the start of the Freo starting to emerge as an entity?
I think like
in West Coast,
like in the NRL, if you've got Broncos versus Titans, if you've got Broncos versus Dolphins,
everybody lives.
If you're Adelaide versus Port Adelaide, that local derby always brings the best out of clubs.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Hey,
are you falling asleep, Al? What's the problem?
No,
you're just going, you're making this really.
What's wrong?
You're making this really boring for
people. You want to get involved in the AFL chat because you're an AFL man.
He's a Geelong
fan. What do you want to say?
Because you're sitting there with your eyes closed going, boom.
What do you want to say about Geelong?
I was just going to say that the Cats won against Brisbane at the Gabatoir, and Hawkins had no impact whatsoever, and they still won by 20 plus points. So the Cats are just going so good.
And there Brisbane, winless.
Look how good he feels by getting that out.
This is Al Dobie, who now follows Geelong. He did follow Carlton for years.
I did.
Then when Carlton were no good and Geelong started going okay.
Yeah. No, I moved away from Melbourne and it doesn't matter.
Anyway, as soon as Carlton went no good and Geelong went better, he jumped off Carlton and starts
bizarre.
Now going for Geelong.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know how you can do that. At what age did you do that?
40. Oh, geez, I was an adult.
Ridiculous, Al.
No, it's not. It's great.
It's ridiculous.
Like it's ridiculous. Like,
he changed his allegiance.
Stop picking on
so
me.
What?
You can't do that.
I feel like you can only do that. Okay, so say if you
You do you, I'll do me.
I'm not AFL. I've got a strong NRL background, as you know. So
you should go to the Suns.
I moved to Hobart, I've got one more thing to add about the Suns, actually, while we're on it. But when I moved to Hobart for radio, they have an association with North Melbourne, as you all know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I, of course, barracked for North Melbourne.
Shin boners.
Yeah. However, you know, I'm a Brizzy girl, born and bred, so I'm happy to go for Lions. however, I'm living on the Gold Coast. I'm going to support the Gold Coast Titans. The Suns. I didn't grow up with AFL, so I feel like I can do that.
But you grew up
a strong association. You loved
I had a big association with Geelong. I had a big association from the age of 17. I was associated with Geelong for a long time.
I'm with Al.
Every weekend. My first girlfriend lived in Geelong, so I was down there.
Let's all start going for somebody to give them a fifth girlfriend.
I feel like she lived across the road from Tim Darcy, who was a Cats legend.
Yeah, no, I feel like you can't.
You have that opinion. I'll keep traveling along and love supporting the Cats.
Who will you support next, Al?
Good point. I do like Melbourne. I got my eye on the D's.
Yeah, the mighty D's.
Yes, I do like because they're good.
Yep. You know one
they're
thing.
Track's a brilliant player.
The track.
Who are we talking about?
Petrarca. You were so up and about today.
Now, I was going to say something about Dimmer. Yeah. Now, I'm pretty hopeless at sport. I just don't devote the time to it. But one thing that he said that I really liked, and I hadn't really, I don't know, I just liked the turn of phrase. He said about the game on the weekend that he said, you know, the players were just trying to do things that aren't in our repertoire.
Mm. Oh, wow.
In our repertoire yet. Or nice. Something like that. And I thought, I just really liked that because it is a young side.
Mm.
And obviously, he was just acknowledging, why are you trying to do that? You're not. Yeah. You don't have that in your little bag of tricks yet.
No, no.
I don't know. I really
like
it.
Actually, there was an AI takeoff of a Desi Hasler spray at halftime. They'd added new dialogue to it. And I spent about a day there believing it was Desi giving the Titans a rocket. But you could tell from his body language that he was giving them a halftime rocket.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's interesting, those turns of phrases, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because that to me struck me as a time where that didn't sound like Des Hasler.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, that's not Desi.
But it took
I said.
36 hours to work it out.
Yeah, I rang you and said, mate, you got to hear this.
We're doing this on the show.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we get into it?
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
All right, here it is, the podcast, Triple M Gold Breakfast Show with Flan Alley and Spider.
Dump the waste, not your wallet. Boshbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
You're going to bring back Hire a Spider.
Hire a Spider.
Yep, you've been able to do that for the last couple of weeks. Hire me and I've been able to do anything you want me to. We thank everybody for their registrations. We can't get to them all, but, you know, we've done everything from mowing lawns to mopping to cleaning out garages to cooking to sewing. You know, even made Flan it wasn't for Flan. I made a curtain that goes on the window here at work so all the people downstairs at Pilates feel okay.
Oh, I'm just sick of people looking up through the window at my bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop looking at Flan, but all you Pilates girls.
After all, a couple of weeks we have been doing this, we've got a really special day tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. They registered. They needed some help.
Can't wait.
And the Currumbin Community Special School. We spoke to Patty last week and Patty told us this.
We have 6 gardens that we need to rebuild. So we had a concrete path put into our garden to allow for our students to access it during weather events. But we now have rotting garden beds. They're in a complete state of disrepair. We would love for some heavy lifters to be able to put in some new sleepers and help us rebuild our garden beds. Our students just love the green space.
Yeah, and, they do. They need, new fruit trees and they want fruit and veggies out there, but they need the garden beds done first. And we put the call out late last week and, Simon from the Gold Coast Community Fund gave us a ring.
Having a garden there that they can get out and work in. And, look, we'd like to donate $2,000 towards some of the building materials you need.
Awesome. Genius.
Thank you, man.
Really pleased to be involved. Look forward to it.
Yeah, we cannot wait. And then tomorrow it is all happening. We're going to be broadcasting live down there. I want to give a shout-out to Ant, too, from the Attachment Warehouse in Narang. He's going to give us an auger.
Oh, you got the auger.
So we're not going to be digging the holes, which is lighter work, which is great. And also a massive thanks to JR. Now, JR is out at Mount Nathan. They've got the Green Life Garden Centre and Stock Feed. they're donating all the trees and plants. So native fruit trees, all the seedlings, whatever's in season, spinach, spring onions, tomatoes and eggplants. So it's going to be brand new gardens for the special school there, because they utilise it all in their canteen and also for all their education and cooking.
Yes, they do. That is wonderful. Thank you, JR, and thank you so much to the Gold Coast Community Fund. And you know what? They deserve it. I've just been reading a few reviews on their Facebook page from some former parents. And, you know, things like this. All staff are excellent, professional, caring and thoughtful. Our son has been attending for years. We are forever grateful to this school for teaching and caring for our son. Another one, best school. The staff are so dedicated to ensure our young people thrive. How wonderful.
Yeah, I've been getting private messages on Facebook saying my kid goes there. They're really excited to see you come out and get that all cranked up for for the cafeteria, which is great. Good on you, Spot.
Yeah, no worries. We're looking forward to it. So we'll be live out there at the Currumbin Community Special School tomorrow with Horror Spider.
You dump the waste, not your wallet. Boshbins.com.au. Call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Question for the group. Mm-hmm. If you went to, say, look, on the weekend, you went to the Gold Coast Film Festival and you're standing around afterwards with people discussing the films, would you know if a film was well directed or if it was well lit or if it was well...
I'd say no.
I wouldn't either.
You know what? The only thing maybe I would be, you know, when they say cinematography because of the beautiful scenery.
I might know, maybe go, beautiful scenery.
But no, as for directed, produced.
No, any of those things. I just think discussing those things is a bit meh. Anyway, if you were out and about on the weekend, be very careful on the Gold Coast, because if you step out of line, the Sexy Time Paradise Beach police cops, they'll get you no matter what you're doing.
The Gold Coast, Australia's number one holiday destination. If it happens on the mean streets of the Glitter Strip, it happens on Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops. Sexy, sexy time. Tonight on Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops, eagle-eared patrol officers are debriefed after the Gold Coast Film Festival crowds and the footy.
Rightio. Rightio, let's get to the body cam footage, guys. Guys, look, we got a bit of body cam stuff to go through. This is from the Gold Coast Film Festival.
What are you doing, mate?
Nothing. I'm just merely revelling in the most marvellous local film.
I thought it was amazing. The production values, the direction. I've never seen editing like it. And the lighting.
Oh, whoops, the taser accidentally went off.
The situation occurred over the weekend after the Titans match.
What are you doing, mate?
I don't know what's going on. We're competing. It's gone 30 points. Getting really close. We're not quite winning, but we're still good. I don't know how to feel.
Yeah, that was for your own good. Toughen up, princess.
It doesn't matter whether you're a tosspot at a film festival or you're a Titans fan and you don't know where to put your feelings. Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops are gonna getcha! Sexy Time.
92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast with Flan, Ellie and Spider.
All right, you've been building this.
Oh, well, this is what we heard of as soon as we heard at 4 o'clock this morning, as soon as Ellie walked in. 10 past 6, I want to do, I've got a joke for you, but Flan has to be here. The whole crew have to be here. I've got a cracker.
And that is the falsest representation of what actually happened.
It sounded like a singer sewing machine to me.
You run with that. I came in, Flan, and I said, oh, I've got a joke.
Yeah,
I've got a little joke. If we want to like shove it in there somewhere.
Not even a good morning. I've got a joke.
I did not. Now listen, I will credit my very good friend. This sounds weird,
hang on. You can't just
bucket it off in case
it's no good.
What did you just say? It sounded like you said
It sounded rude.
Okay.
You can't buck it off.
That's better than my joke.
Go back to the tape on
that. Yeah, that's right. No, I'm crediting my very good friend Alan Knight with this joke, although to me he's Alan Badcock.
Knighty.
Well, that's another story because when my friend started dating him, for some reason.
He's got a bag.
Is this the joke?
This is potentially funnier than the joke.
Honestly, is that why he's called Bad?
Alan Badcock.
AB.
No.
Wow.
This is what
happened. Google review, isn't it?
It was really weird, right? This Her phone's... her phone...
How weird.
Google review.
How weird is bagel?
We haven't even got to the
look,
joke
from all reports, it's very good, all right?
I hope I'm it's a long joke,
why isn't the AB good?
No. Well, because...
Can you get to the
her, her phone was doing this weird thing
where
it was combining two contacts in her phone. So all of a sudden, he'd ring and it'd come up Alan Badcock.
Okay, but so, who's he mixed with?
Let's get to the joke.
I can't remember who he mixed with. Someone else called Badcock.
Let's have the joke.
But Alan, just for the record, has a good one. Anyway.
What's the joke?
Here's a joke. And actually, I also need to credit his dad.
No, just get to the joke.
Alan Senior.
Alan Senior
is also a very funny man who tells lots of jokes.
I bet he does. How's Alan his mum? Is he good?
Here's
I'm going to press the button.
Here's the joke. Here's the joke.
Okay, quiet, please.
It's a joke, but it's also a bit of a puzzle. Try and work it out.
Okay, here we go.
All right. If you've got a group of evil clowns running...
Come on.
If you've got a group of evil clowns running at you, which one do you attack first?
I don't know. Ouchie the clown.
No.
Yeah.
Go on, I don't know.
I don't know.
Go for the juggler. Hey, I love it.
Can we get back to talking about your mate, Alan?
Wow.
Spider spray.
Yeah, I have to have a crack at last night on the TV. You watch all your local news and, you get over the end of sport and then they have the Sunday night programs on if you enjoy your 60 Minutes, Current Affair, whatever else they have on. Sunday Project, Lego Masters, which realistically nobody over the age of 12 should be playing with Lego, but each to their own.
Mm-hmm.
Each to their own. The one that got me last night is have a listen to this because... I'll have a crack after you have a listen.
The winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is...
Rightio, who?
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 Come on.
It's Scott!
Okay. Who? I think there's got to be one rule.
Yep.
If you win I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, you have to make sure you're a celebrity.
Fair point.
Yes. Yeah, it's like that one. Remember that other one?
I can go through them all.
Masked Singer.
Yeah, Masked Singer.
They have to spend 10 minutes explaining to you who they are.
Yeah, but I can cop Masked Singer.
That's not a celebrity.
I can cop Masked Singer.
Okay.
Because the celebrity isn't in the title.
Oh,
I'm
a
Celebrity, Get Me Out. I've won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, but I'm not a celebrity.
No.
So how can you possibly win it? Her celebrity status comes back from 2014 when Sky... was in Big Brother.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, she didn't even win it because that year was, of course, the season series 11.
Hot dogs.
And Ryan Ginns wins it, and Travis Lenardi comes second, and we all know them.
Oh, so Sky didn't even win it.
Didn't even win it.
Oh,
she's a Gold Coaster.
Write her name down. Google
Sky
her.
Is. Yeah. Is she from the Gold Coast?
Then good on her. Great stuff.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I'm a celebrity.
She's such a big celebrity. You didn't even know where she's from.
No. But, over the years, Liz Ellis has won it. Freddie Flintoff, Brendan Favola.
Three people I know.
And you know them. C-plus celebrities. Maybe B minus, C-plus.
I'm hearing you.
Where's Sky?
Oh, who? What letter?
So, from now on, please, if you are in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, surely you can only win if you're a celebrity.
You've been sprayed by Spider.